Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Believers, you know what time it is. We're talking season 3. We're talking episode 31. We're talking Bloodlines. We're doing things a little bit differently, but you're going to have to stick around to see how.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Jimbo, you always pleasantly surprise me with your musical choices.
Have you ever watched this music video?
I've never once heard of this ever.
Oh my god. You gotta go watch this music video.
I knew about his speech, his speech about loving your mother.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. Guys, that's right. It's that time again. It's Thursday night. It's 10 o'clock. The time is right. This is the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Ty Matthews. You guys can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me as always, he's getting down with it. He's getting down with Mr. T. He loves his mother.
I do love my mother.
You can find him online at Jimbo the Booth, but he's Jimbo in the studio tonight because it's Mr. James Frank.
Hi. It's going to be exciting. You look so dapper, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Looking lovely.
I just came off of the American Grip finale after show, which you guys can go back, watch. It's now in the past. We had the winner of American Grip, Gigi Gustin, $250,000 richer.
Damn.
Don't you dare miss it.
She spread out some of that love.
Make it right. Yeah. I know, right? Right? But guys, you may think that we're not being joined by a certain Miss Sam Evans or Sam Vance, that's on how your brain works. But we're doing things a little bit differently. She's, you know what? She got an early start to the day. She was a little bit exhausted. We decided to do things a little bit different because you know what? We like to experiment here on the Lucha Underground After Show. So over there on our glorious couch.
Glory couch!
You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vance. Really depends on how your brain works. Or you can find her online at www.youtube.com/gnarled or www.youtube.com/slatrix.
Or you can find me on the couch.
Or you can find her on any couch. On your local couch. Find her on your local couch.
You just open your couch bed and she's just
She's
inside.
There. Guys, it's Rachel Evans.
Hi, thank you. I'm sleeping. Good night, everybody.
You're terrible.
Actually,
what if that was the end of your contribution to the episode? No,
I just start snoring.
Well, good night.
I'm the snoring elbow now.
That's hilarious. Look at me. I'm the snoring elbow now. Shout out to Vinny Massaro, one of our favorites.
I'm just holding pizza.
We got to get Vinny on. Vinny, when are you going to be in Southern California so we can get you in the studio?
Let's just text him right now.
Let's hit up Vinny Massaro right now.
He's got a pizza sleep mask.
I feel so much freer on this
it's
couch.
It's like a shrimp.
Josh is experimenting with
I don't know what I just pressed.
With our soundboard.
It said something that said sexy star, so I was like, hey.
No, that is a clip from this very program. Guys, he made his Lucha Underground engineering debut last week. It's Josh Rodriguez.
J-Rod.
What's up, everybody?
J-Rod, hey, everybody.
Listen, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_.
There you go. There you go. Now, Josh is feeling his way around Nancy, our soundboard. So if you hear... I know. It sounds really bad.
Yikers.
Yeah. So if you guys hear some apropos of nothing drops, that is... There you go. That's just that. So you know what? We're gonna have a feeling out process in all forms. We've got Rachel on the couch.
I'm fine.
She's fine.
I just messaged Vinny.
Good.
Vinny, if you're watching this, come hang. This is accountability.
There
this
you
is
go.
Full accountability.
See, you've got so much more room for activities.
I've got so much more room for confidence.
For confidence.
I honestly feel so confident on this couch. I feel like this is my couch. I feel like this is the way I've always meant.
You're living your best life.
I have to make sure my boobs don't come out.
Right.
That's my big thing.
And that you're talking into
and
a
that
microphone.
You're talking into the microphone.
Oh, hi.
There you go. You got it.
Okay.
Guys, let's get into this. Let's get into Trios Action.
It's a crazy episode.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god.
It is. It didn't seem like it was gonna be.
Like up and down all over the
It
place.
Took some sharp turns.
It was like a game of Pong.
There you go. It was Pong in the guise of a wrestling show.
I did have a lot of conflicting feelings about the episode as a whole.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's explore those. Okay. Since you're on the couch, let's explore those. Let's explore your feelings.
Are you asking me how I felt about that?
Yes.
Well,
how did you feel? Let's get into trios action. How did you feel about Ricky Mandel, PJ Black, and Taya taking on the Rabbit Tribe?
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was a great match.
We got some awesome stuff from Saltador.
Yeah, we did. And we got some legitimate wrestling, and then we got some legitimate nutso-nutso crazy fans.
Nutso-nutso. The fact that the Rabbit Tribe does everything together, we learned that much.
I love that they're bringing... Oh. That really just hit me.
Right.
Yeah, I love that they're bringing the sex to Lucha.
Sure, sure.
You know, I don't think there's enough of it. You got a girl named Sexy Stars? I don't see any sex.
Right.
Just stars.
That's true.
I love Jack Evans with the dry erase board.
Oh, boy. Like visual comedy Jack Evans is my goddamn jam.
Do you know what it said? I think it said...
I didn't catch it the first time around.
I think it said, pin some hoes. Because it was like a bowling pin, and then the sun, and then like a garden hoe.
Pins. Interesting. I'll have to go back and... That is what's called a Rebus puzzle, I believe.
Really?
I think.
What
maybe.
Is it called a Rebus puzzle?
I don't know. I could be making that up.
It's Rebus.
Rebus could be something else.
I think she's a country music singer.
Rebus McIntyre?
Oh, I thought she was so hot
that's
in Little Rascals.
That's the last one out in Georgia.
Hold on.
I thought she was so hot in Little Rascals.
Okay.
In Little Rascals? Okay, yeah, oh, man.
Right. Was Reba in Little Rascals?
Yeah, she's the race car driver that the main kid's a super fan of, and it ends up being a girl.
I did not remember
and
that.
And he's like, wait,
all.
You're a girl? And she's like, that's right, honey. She gives him a kiss on the cheek.
She's a wonderful bride. I bet she'd make a wonderful wife and mother.
Sure.
Honestly, I want her to raise my children.
Yeah, use that mic, Rachel.
Microphone.
What? I'm talking into the mic.
There you go.
Put it on your head.
Oy vey. Oh.
That's why it's a headset.
There's a little bit of ego that's getting out of control with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about.
I'm
thanks,
sorry.
Josh.
No, it's not ego. I'm just sleepy. I woke up at... Can you hear me?
Yes.
I woke up at 4 a.m. I don't know why. I just woke up. And then I didn't go back to bed. And then I did a bunch of stuff.
Stuff.
Got my hair done.
Get your hair done? You get your nails did?
I got my nails done. I got my hair done. I got my nails done. Not today, though, because that wouldn't be an excuse to be tired. That's a relaxing thing.
Right.
What did you think about Saltador grabbing Taya's ass like that?
I forgot about that.
That was super creepy.
That part was a little weird.
Very pervy.
He was super pervy.
You can even see her mouth the word pervert.
Yeah. So,
which I mean, I guess like it tracks.
I just hope that he asked her beforehand.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I just hope
safe,
that
sane,
happened.
Consensual.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yes. I did not like that.
No.
Because I can deal with somebody just like being like I like that they were like. Look at my junk. I'm
right.
Sexually...
Here's my checkered package.
Here's my checkered package.
Right.
I think his package is striped, actually. But the rest of his body is checkered.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
But not weird.
Horizontal stripes. No. Vertical stripes.
Yeah, of course. That would just be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be dumb.
That would be stupid. You know what I loved? When, I was going to call him Cholo, but that's not...
Malasorte.
Yeah, okay. When he hit the clothesline... Well, to PJ, while PJ tried to clothesline him on the apron, and Stryker's like, Cadbury clothesline.
Oh,
like,
man, oh, so many, sweet. Oh, Oofa Doofa, so many egg puns.
Wait, that's not Cholo, is
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, do we just shatter your world right now?
We've definitely talked about this on air before.
What?
We probably shouldn't. I don't like getting into that. Side of things on the air.
I understand that, but like, okay, we're all friends here. We all know what's happening. That's okay. That's all I'll say. Wow, that's cool. I like that a lot. That makes me really happy. I like that a lot.
But so many rabbit puns, so many egg puns.
I love Ricky Mandel keeping on.
Ricky Mandel,
the
Worldwide Underground intern. I didn't even notice that, but you're absolutely right. I also loved the triple punch
yes,
from the Rabbit
that was
Tribe,
great.
Circling around him, and then just triple punch.
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful.
Right?
I love that. I usually hate gimmicky things like that, and I really liked it.
Absolutely.
Something that wasn't working for me before. For some reason, is now super working for me.
What's that?
Tribe. I don't know. Just
oh, just
thing.
About them in general.
Yeah, just something that I wasn't getting before. I'm totally getting now.
I see.
I just they're good. They're really good.
They're good. They're good at wrestling.
Apparently, yeah. Ricky Mandel has just graduated from DeVry College.
DeVry. Sure. That was such a. I liked that pull. That was a
Wait
funny.
A minute, what?
That was really good.
That's like
anymore.
A weird blow.
Isn't it weird?
It's like a very weird.
It's a very specific.
It's like.
ITC Tech.
Yeah, ITC Tech online.
For remember those days when you would stay
Phoenix.
Home sick from school on like a Tuesday, you'd watch like all of the courtroom shows, like
Judge Mills Lane.
They'd have
Judge
like
Judy
commercials for the General. Oh. Remember the General? General's still around.
Survival. I can't take that ride.
Oh my god, I can't take that ride. Do you remember those commercials?
I can't. Oh my god, I can't take that ride.
Survival insurance.
No, but I do like the General. For a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the General. Save some time.
You got it.
Exactly.
You got
I love
it.
The General.
No survival insurance. Like there'd be someone like there'd be like an attractive lady broken down on the side of the road, and this guy would pull up. He'd be like, "Do you need a ride?" And she'd say, "Are you insured?" He'd say, "Yes." By survival? No. I can't take that ride. And she would just tell him to
super weird.
I can't take that ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great. It was great stuff. It was great
Shooting
stuff.
Star press for the win.
Shooting star. Oh, I love that shooting star. So pretty.
Mm-hmm. I love in the video we get after this, Benji is not happy with
the We got to talk about Benji Cook. We got to talk about the Worldwide Underground. Where do we think, Rachel and I were speculating a little bit on where this is going. Where do you think this trajectory will go between now and the end of the season?
I don't know. I think he's going to try and split them apart.
You think so? That's kind of what I'm wondering if they're going to make maybe him the Heyman to Johnny Mundo's Brock Lesnar, if you will, and then tell the Worldwide Underground to go kick rocks.
You know what would be really funny?
What's that?
If they lead you to believe that the entire time, and it was all just a ruse to get Ricky Mandel... Like, this entire time he really wanted Ricky Mandel, but he just thought,
that Benji really
Mundo was the one.
Absolutely.
Like, Ricky Mandel is the real Mundo. And he's just like, no.
What a reveal that would be. What a reveal that would be if Ricky Mandel, if this was his original look, and it was Johnny Mundo that's been cosplaying as him this whole time.
What a twist.
What a twist.
What I don't want to happen, but from a storytelling perspective, I like a lot, mm-hmm. would be if Mundo goes off with Heyman and...
Benji.
No.
No, you got it.
I said it. And and he becomes a big star, and then they become really bitter, and then Ricky Mandel becomes a new Mundo. Taya's all like globbing and loving his stuff, and Jack Evans and PJ are like, yeah, we love Ricky Mandel. He's the tits. And then it's a reverse rags to riches story.
Oh, interesting.
So Mundo has to crawl his way back to his Worldwide Underground.
Now I'm the intern. Yes. I'm the intern now.
You're the pan now.
You're the pan now, dog.
I love how he's like, Johnny's not going to be happy. Think about that on your drive back to Slam.
I did really enjoy this running through line of Johnny Mundo having a heart of gold. Like, not more sick kids.
I can't afford to get sick. See? This man's got a heart of gold.
Heart of gold. I did enjoy that. I enjoyed that a lot.
Something that I think is weird, I don't know if we talked about this, but remember when Hernandez was in the temple, and then he showed up in TNA, and they had to, like, scrap all that TNA footage because he was signed to Lucha Contract?
Right, right.
Same with referee Marty Elias refereeing the match. So how the hell can Johnny Mundo be on Global Force as the champion in Lucha Underground right now?
That's a good question.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
This is Johnny Mundo. They're not going to say no to him.
He'll take him to Slamtown.
It's those abs.
He's going to take him to Slamtown. Right. Honestly, though, nobody's going to say no to him.
He's got nothing on Meltzer, though.
He's got nothing on
Have you seen Meltzer and Baron Corbin getting into it tonight?
No, are they?
Save that for another time.
Incredible. We'll talk about that off mic.
Is it Twitter?
Yeah.
Twitter beef?
It's really good.
Incredible.
Twitter!
Incredible. Not now,
this
Rachel.
Next
not
match.
Now. Rachel, not now.
This next match?
Not now.
Holy...
Jeremiah versus Mil Muertes. Rachel, lay back down. We'll talk about it.
Oh, let's talk about death.
Best.
Death,
See,
death,
talk
die.
About it more when I'm laid down.
Exactly. Exactly.
More relaxed.
Right.
That's all I thought about.
This match
was death, death, die.
It was death, death, die, officially.
The fact that this was the middle of the show is stupid.
It's pretty wild.
That's
it went
I'm
really
saying.
Long.
That's what I'm saying about this show. I have mixed feelings about it because that was... one of the hardest things to watch I've seen in a really long time.
That's a good point. I feel like
I'm
this
depleted after
I, this I feel like this definitely would have been a better note to end the show on than Tejano versus Pentagon.
Sure. Oh
yeah. I'm wondering if maybe it was only because of the vignette we got after the credits with Katrina, which we'll talk about.
But
you think that's the only reason?
That would have made more sense coming after this match.
Mhm.
You
it
know?
Also would have built
I can see that.
Is Dave Meltzer hitting you up right now? The Melts? Yeah.
The Melts.
The Melts.
It would have made, what?
Oh, talk, there you go. Okay. Talking to your mic.
It would have been, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
It would have made more sense. Not more sense. It would have been good. It would have been good pacing if Jeremiah Crane's match was last.
Right.
Because if anything, that would, like you said, that would perpetuate the story between Crane and, what's her name? And Katrina. I'm sorry. I love her. She's just.
Right. We did, at the very least, get a callback to what Jeremiah Crane did to Mil Muertes in the bathroom
with
by decapitating him with that chair.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that.
We got that. Oh, my God. And also an incredible backbreaker from Mil Muertes to Jeremiah Crane
on the top
on
sides of
the top
chairs.
Of the backs of two chairs.
Necro Butcher was the first person I ever saw do that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like,
that
twisting the chairs the other way and then taking a bump on them. And it always was forever like, yeah, that can't feel good.
No.
Like, when you, like, bend down and catch your back on, like, a door jam or something, you're like, son of a.
I love. Son of a. That's going to leave a mark.
I love how they start the match, like, brawling, hits him from behind, they're brawling all over. And then it, like, cuts to commercial. It comes back and they're brawling all over. We don't know where they are.
We don't know where they went.
Pop through the door.
He's
that's
straight
right
up.
By is that that's right by where the announcers sit, right?
I think so.
That's under
straight
there.
Up Kool-Aid's through the wall.
Yeah. It made me think of the Munsters, how there was that like basement where they'd
with
open
the,
door,
like,
the dragon.
Yep, of course.
Like, what if that, like, any time the show, like, you just see random shit back in that door in the room. Like,
right.
The door just opens and there's just crazy shit.
Well,
back
I love
there.
Exactly. I love the idea of continuity of, like, the physical space of the temple. Like, okay, that's where Matanza lives.
Yeah.
Like, canonically, like, he's there all the time. You know, if you don't see him, he's there. He's eating the what's that sauce? The sauce that you said?
Oh, are you talking about the Polynesian sauce? That, maybe
ponzu sauce.
It was ponzu sauce.
Yes, there you go. There you go. There you go. Sure. There's that.
From
there's
Mulan?
There's Mills the Szechuan sauce. there's Mills altar where he hangs out with Katrina. You know, like, I like all of the. There's the men's room where Vinnie Massaro's hanging out.
Picture,
in pizza.
Like, the H.H. Holmes diagram of, like, his crazy
yes,
hotel.
I love it. And
absolutely.
It's just the temple with all this, like, this is where Mills
you
sleeps.
Know there's vats of acid
this
in the
is
temple.
Where Dario is.
For sure.
This is the room that cuts off all the oxygen.
You know there's laundry chutes going into vats of acid.
Are we what are we talking about right
we're
now?
Talking
we're
about Mill about and Crane.
Yet, right?
No.
Okay,
we'll get there.
I have some issues.
We'll get
okay.
there. We'll get there. We'll get there. We also got to talk about Mil Muertes. Who boy? Mil Muertes almost dying on this table. Oh boy.
Table not break?
Oh.
Going for the spear, the Reaper's Trident, if you will, to the outside on Jeremiah Crane.
On the apron.
And
the far edge
that
of the table barely.
Does not cooperate.
Oh no.
No, and then, never mind.
Yeah, pretty much, Jeremiah like, Crane, it looks like Jeremiah ends up kind of overshooting the table, and then Mil Muertes just lands, like, stomach first on the edge, on the long
and
edge.
And breaks, like, that one edge off.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And is super pissed, so he just powerbombs him
not,
on the
not to be
table.
Deterred. Not to be deterred. Powerbombs straight through that table. We also got a lot of awesome Mil versus cameras. Mil versus camera work tonight.
I have a great idea. Copyright.
TM.
I have a great idea to have a t-shirt, and it's Mil reaching out at a camera, and it just says Mil hates cameras.
It's just his hands. Like,
rah!
Rah! I dig that. I dig that a lot.
I would wear it. I would wear it like a vintage style shirt.
I love when Crane went for the suicide dive, and he just bounced off.
Just straight up bounced off of him. Absolutely.
Oh, there was towards the end, Mil was doing a series of no-sells that...
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen people do no-sells in a really long time in Temple, and I
love
it. It's my favorite.
At the very, very end, right before Jeremiah Crane comes off the middle rope,
he's a super kick.
Hitting with kicks, with right hands, and just doing nothing.
Amazing.
There was a lot of great tosses into chairs.
There was a toss over the announce table at one point.
The part where he hawks the nastiest loogie on his hand.
Yeah.
And Matt Stryker's just like, oh, he's blessing his hand.
You knew. You knew Matt Stryker was going
to
find
this,
some way to kind of...
He does this lap for this chop, and he just gets nailed with the Reaper's Trident
absolutely.
On the outside. That was great.
No, I dug that a lot for sure.
I love when Crane was just, like, sitting in the corner, and Mil just walked up and punched him in the face. it was so simple, but it was so good.
So
no, I definitely want to see more out of this story, for sure.
So
I think...
Don't put Crane in the show if you're not going to put him last.
That's fair. Absolutely. Remember him versus Taya?
Yes. Remember him versus literally anybody? Remember him when he used to come out with tats on his face. Whatever. Never mind.
Not here. Not in the temple.
I'm sorry. I'm getting excited. I'm getting overexcited. It's just everything he does is perfect. Everything he does is 110%. And you can't put something after it that's going to be like a 65-70 if you don't want people to be disappointed and think that they're probably weaker than they are.
Right.
I mean, I'm just really biased because everything he does is great.
That's a fair point.
I'm such a fan.
I loved the spinning choke slam.
Oh, my God.
I really loved the lift-up flatliner.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my God, the sell on that flatliner. That got Rachel for sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the second one he did?
Oh, where he flew across
the ring. Well, both of them, really. Both of the flatliners.
Oh, well, like, the second one he hit him with after he gets the win and
So Mil Muertes catches Jeremiah Crane coming off the middle rope, hits him with a big flatliner, gets the win. Afterwards, Katrina doesn't perform the lick of death, but straight up max with him.
Straight scamming, junior high, seven minutes in heaven style.
Super sexy.
Yeah. It was. Mil Muertes was not a fan of that.
No.
Kicks Jeremiah Crane right in the head, gives him an uber flatliner.
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up and down lawn dart. Yeah. Rachel thought he was dead.
I
thought he was a weeble.
There's no way that's okay. Ty, tell me it's okay. I don't believe it. There's no way that he is okay. I just want to know his mom. I just want to know one person who's like, is your head okay?
You good?
Somebody's asking him that his head is okay.
Call Jessica Havoc.
Right.
Yeah, his
bag.
I know.
His boo. She'll tell you.
Well, I don't know her personally. I just need to know he has a mother or like somebody.
Right. Someone looking out for him. Right, exactly. That Jeremiah Cranium. God damn it.
I'm amazed because I see him as like my prize fighter.
Right. So also, cool. So now we got to move on because I got really excited. We've talked about Lorenzo Lamas being on the show up till this point. Can we please talk about Godfrey being on this show?
That's homie from Make 7 Up Yours, right?
That's exactly what we were talking about.
I was like, wait a minute. Also, is that the 7 Up Yours guy?
He's also a very, very funny comedian. He was on a lot of the VH1 recap shows.
He's a funny comedian, but he is for sure the 7 Up guy.
Make 7 Up Yours.
Make 7 Up Yours.
Oh, boy. Oh my God. I try not to go too far behind the curtain on this show, but like, if we're going to talk about Lorenzo Lamas, we got to talk about Godfrey.
We can talk about Godfrey. And we can also talk about Godfrey, about how his role is literally about just gods.
About gods. Yeah. It's right there on the tin.
It's pretty on the nose.
So Godfrey plays Agent Winter, who is who is a very
cool name.
A cool name. Do you see?
I get it.
Now he's Delgado's replacement. Ever since Delgado got his head exploded
by Cage
and his god possessed gauntlet, you know, Cage and the Amazing Technicolor Gauntlet.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't like him anyway.
I didn't like him. No, but it turns out Agent Winter, I'm going to try to get these details in this canon.
So weird.
Right, because there are a lot of moving parts here, and I'm not sure I'm clear on all of them. Agent Winter is part of a group called the Order. The Order is kind of fixated on the gods returning to rule all of existence and reality.
Yes, Satan.
Exactly. You got it now. Now you're cooking with gas.
That's Rachel's homeboy.
Now Cage's gauntlet eventually is going to possess him completely. It's a gateway to the gods. Eventually, he's going to be possessed fully by a god, and that's going to kind of be their way in, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what they're going for.
Yeah.
That's what Agent Winter is here to sort of facilitate. You know, he's a big fan of Pentagon Dark. Mm-hmm. He's a big fan of the temple. But what else did he and Dario talk about in this conversation?
When the gods are taking over someone's body, they're making adjustments, and that's why Cage.
That's why he exploded Homeboy's
his
face head
in, because the and god then st- and then is stepped taking on his over eyeball. His body.
Right.
He's also talking about Matanza.
Exactly,
because
sure. You can see Dario's face when he starts to say that, like, worry. And then when he leaves the room and he goes and picks up the bull that he killed his mother with, and you can see he's like holding it.
Oh my god, that shot of him like with the horns
on his eyes. Oh boy, it made me think if he's wondering, like, man, I killed my mom to save my brother. And now, how am I going to save my brother?
Right.
Or, oh, no, I made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Matanza in, like, a last-ditch bit of humanity is going to sacrifice himself so that the gods don't take over.
I see him as that Lenny.
Right? Exactly. Oh. He's Lenny. Exactly.
He's totally Lenny.
Right.
Because tend to the rabbits, George.
To be that monster.
Because he's also a like a body that's inhabited by a god.
Yeah.
So I can see like that last ditch, like Dario's actual human brother, like sacrificing himself and getting maybe murdered by Cage.
Wait, I'm really sad.
Right?
It's really making me sad. Aww.
But wouldn't that be a poignant story point?
It's really poignant. But he can't die. He can.
Yeah,
he
can.
Anyone can die. And then he can come back as... Never mind.
Get closer to the microphone.
No, it's better that I wasn't. I was getting too inside baseball. I had to pull myself away.
I see where you're going.
Something Godfrey said, though, or Agent Winter.
Uh-huh.
He said...
Aztec Godfrey.
His flesh will fry when war comes.
That was one of my favorite lines ever.
That's a crazy line that's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he say that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, his flesh will fry when the war comes.
Okay, let's
like, what kind of, like, vats of acid? Like, what kind of crazy shit are we going to get into?
Holy Testicle Tuesday!
Exactly.
That's going to be what it's called. No, I don't know. I don't know if he was talking in specifics. I think he was just talking in terms of like fire and brimstone, Book of Revelation, like that type of imagery. Like when the war
dogs
happens.
And cats living together.
Exactly.
I don't know. It seemed really, really specific.
I don't think it was specific.
That's why it was super specific.
More general. If it was just a general like fire and brimstone,
I think he was just using flowery
flesh
language.
Will fry. Like,
yeah.
That's specific.
That's not also, necessarily specific.
Also,
I think so.
Also, Rapunzel likes to eat flesh.
I don't know. I think you guys are grasping at straws here.
Digging too much into this.
Straws are all in my hands.
I think he's just generally talking about, like, when the war happens, anyone that's not a god is basically going to be destroyed. I think that's what he was getting at.
I have a really serious question. Am I wearing lipstick right now?
You are.
Okay.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, no. I didn't want to be.
Oh, you didn't want
to
be?
I wanted to, like, rub my face a little bit, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Then the answer is no.
Okay, cool. But anyway, I do think that was too specific. Quick aside, I do think that was too specific for it to just be general, and I think that we're going to see somebody get lit on fire.
Like he has, like, a cauldron or something?
Somebody's going to get lit on fire.
That, I mean, like, I think that is also very possible.
Like Scorpion in Mortal Kombat? Straight Mortal Kombat? Just like,
I could definitely, I mean, it being the temple and there being a dragon on the roster, I could see someone getting set on fire.
Shit, yeah.
Oh my god,
but
it's all the rage in television.
I don't think that has any connection to this line, but we will see.
What?
We will see.
What?
Flesh?
Also, he says later, Gator. We can't gloss over
that. That was super weird.
I'm also not letting go of that. I think that means something, too. It's
there will be a Gator that joins the lizard tribe.
It's too weird. And ever since the... I have the mic.
Oh, were you not kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. Because one time I heard a stupid spider comment, and then all of a sudden there's a guy who's a spider. So, no, I'm not kidding. I think that a Gator's going to come.
No.
Gator God. Gator God. You know that alligators? Nope. Crocodiles. Nah, I'm wrong. They're crocodiles, not alligators. Crocodiles are the closest things we have to dinosaurs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That sounds kind of interesting.
I agree.
Thanks, Kermit.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more.
Part of your reptile family. Amphibians.
Get comfy,
Rachel. Yeah.
Put it on your head.
Nice.
Put shoe on head.
Excuse me. Oh, man.
Your favorite guy was next, though.
Oh
my god, we gotta talk about Tejano. We gotta talk about Tejano and versus Pentagon Dark, obviously. But more importantly, we gotta talk about Famous Bree and Beautiful Brenda.
Before we get there, can we talk about this awkward, like, Irish whip that Tejano, like, jumped out of the ring from?
I don't know if I caught that moment.
He whips him into the corner and he looks like he's about to take it chest first, Bret Hart style.
Sure.
And he just goes, whoop, and he steps on the second rope and flips out of the ring. So I was like, oh, it was a way to get out of the ring.
Sure.
Nope. It was like, oh, I'm hurt. I'm out of the ring now. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So awkward.
I'll have to go and rewatch that.
You got to look at it.
It's very interesting. But one thing, when we were watching this before we went live, I was very adamant that Rachel be wearing headphones because the audio that we got from Famous B and Beautiful Brenda during this match was gold.
Oh, man.
Like, putting the most, like, Texas mustard on Tejano. Come on, Tejano.
I even I wrote it out phonetically.
Man,
Tejano.
You really did.
And I'm pretty sure, the beautiful Brenda called him Texicano.
Oh my God! At first, I thought she said Texano because
I mean, that also.
Either way, I think is hilarious.
Even like, come on, ref.
Do your job.
Do your job, ref.
New York His City.
Walk? Yeah, his walk out.
Oh my God!
Like, just everything about
the walk out to the ring. Everything is so good. I know we say this so much, but we have to get beautiful Brenda back in the studio.
Oh, Howie, so
incredible!
Holy yowie!
I have so much to learn.
But
the lucky punch.
A lot of good stuff. Oh my God! So many awesome strikes in this match. We got a Rough Rider leg lariat from the second row.
That was really good.
Awesome stuff. A pair of sling blades. Eventually, Famous B tries his darndest to help his prospective client. Tries to pass him that golden horseshoe. Slides right past him into the hand of. When he slides, Tejano, here! And he slides right past him. Pentagon Dark picks it up. Nails Tejano with it while the referee's distracted. Gets the 1-2-3 to advance in the Cueto Cup to the semifinals. But of course, it wouldn't be a Pentagon Dark match without some broken arms.
Yeah.
He attempts to break the arm of Tejano. Famous Bead pleads with him not to break his arm.
That's
my next client.
Yeah. This is meal ticket.
But you know what happens next? Giant super kick knocks the cowboy hat right off of Famous Bead's head. And a broken arm is the end result for him.
Yes.
But
and then Brenda
we're
comes
somehow
to save
still
him.
Not done. We're still not done. So beautiful Brenda climbs into the ring. Again, not very good, not very graceful at getting
ring. No, she couldn't get in the ring, and I loved it.
But this little moment of her, like, she keeps trying to help by grabbing at his broken
it's
arm.
It's like, don't touch my arm, it's broken. It's broken.
But Pentagon Dark at this point is kind of like late ECW era Rhino in that nobody's safe.
Yeah.
Like nobody in the ring or ringside area is safe at all, no matter who they are. So of course slides right back in the ring, breaks beautiful Brenda's arm.
And Matt Stryker on commentary says, a lot of people ask what makes Lucha different from other companies. Well, you're about to see right now.
Right.
And then Pentagon just kicks the shit.
Oh, my God.
And breaks her arm. I kind of love that. Because I thought about that at first. And I was like, did he just preface the thing?
Yeah.
The like, big hit at the end, the big punch at the end? But then I appreciated it. It was, you know, that was nice.
It looked legit, too. Like, she took it like a champ.
Well, and
B's like, no, don't do it.
The way she sold it and the way Famous B sold it were very, very different.
Super different.
Very, very different approaches. B's kind of all over the place. He's holding his arm, like,
flailing.
You know, showing a lot of pain. Beautiful Brenda sold it like she had just been, like, run through with a sword.
Yeah.
Like she was
slowly, like, bleeding out.
Right,
like,
exactly. The only thing missing was like a blood capsule just bubbling out of her mouth.
I love the way she sold it. I've never seen anybody sell it like that, and I love the way she sold it.
Yeah, it was great.
I think that's how I would have, if somebody broke my arm, I would just lay inside of myself for like 4 days. I would just
right.
be like, no.
Right, no.
And that's exactly what she did.
Right.
You think they're both going to have like ridiculously matching casts that are
all for sure.
Westernized,
just
or something.
slings with like roses embroidered all over them.
There's no way there's not gonna be some scam attached to it.
Right,
like, they sue for insurance or something.
I feel like B's character, B's character would definitely have like prepaid legal.
Oh,
because,
wow!
Right?
Wow. Prepaid legal.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Yeah,
we'll
J-Rod.
Talk after. We'll talk after.
What's prepaid legal?
Prepaid legal is exactly what it sounds like.
Prepaid legal.
Yes.
It's like a pyramid scheme,
kind of. It's paying for a lawyer before you need one, I believe. Not to be glib. This is what I remember from
like
trying to be sold on it by a bunch of wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like a credit card for lawyers?
So it's basically like how you pay your phone bill so you could use your phone.
Yeah.
It'd be like paying a bill to know that you always had a lawyer on call.
Yeah, just like on retainer for no reason.
Just in case you needed it at any
time.
Well,
I'm always right.
I mean,
but the cool thing was,
no offense to any prepaid legal users out there.
Anyone you sell them the package to have prepaid legal, like you build your Egyptian money triangle, yeah. Or also
Egyptian money triangle. It's straight up, yeah, very like classic MLM.
That's
like,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know those still existed.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, people are still dumb.
Again.
And people need lawyers.
If you're listening to this and you use prepaid legal.
No.
If they're
in a pyramid scheme, we should tell them
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
Hey, no tea, no shade. I'm not judging you, but if you're in a pyramid scheme, maybe get out.
Maybe get out.
Right? Can we talk about this next video?
We got to talk about the stinger. We got to talk about the stinger after the credits. We've got Captain Vasquez, who we just have sort of recently been kind of started to reintroduce to.
I'd like to do a preamble to this segment and say that I was so right.
Yeah, Rachel was the rightest.
I called it.
We do have to say
it. Yes.
Rachel was the rightest.
Was right.
So we get Captain Vasquez. She's visited by Katrina. They're once again also talking about the incoming kind of the invasion of the gods, I guess you could call it. Captain Vasquez very much doesn't want them to come. She's very much on the other side of Godfrey and the other agents of the Order. But, you know, these gods are coming, and there's only one man that can get that gauntlet from Cage, and it's the Man of a Thousand Deaths. So they need to work together.
And the gods don't fear death.
Exactly, exactly.
But they will.
But they will.
A thousand of them.
Mom.
Hmm?
Mom!
Right.
Mother. Mind blown.
Right.
My mind was not blown. So like, I thought that they were sisters.
I thought that they were sisters.
You did. So it turns out, yes, if you didn't see it, Captain Vasquez and Katrina both have the two halves of this medallion.
Which was a badass shot.
It was a very, very cool.
She lets the other one go.
Very, very cool composition.
Perfectly. Yeah, cool.
And
so good.
Captain Vasquez is the one that gave Katrina life.
Yeah.
So.
Literally.
Right. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, absolutely. She gave her life, and then she gave her immortality, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Terrible. If I were immortal, I'd want to die too.
Right?
Who would want to be immortal?
Well, and it's not even necessarily that. It's the fact that Katrina is trapped between realms right now.
Yeah.
She's a ghost. She's a ghost lady. Oop.
I loved, even when the secretary or whatever you want to call him was like, hey, someone's here to see you. What's her name? Katrina. Send her in, and it flickers, and she's behind her.
So cool.
Yeah, that was badass.
Did you just hear a dog?
What?
Did you just hear a dog?
No.
No, I did that. What?
You barked?
No, I went.
You went.
That's the ghost noise.
I thought that was.
That's
a
when
bark.
She just appears.
I thought
places.
That was a faraway bark, and I was like, I have to go find that dog.
I'm also the nation's leading dog ventriloquist.
Oh.
There's a lot you guys don't know about
that
me.
That was amazing.
Right?
Well, that's terrific.
Well, that's terrific.
I know.
That was a cool one. But I don't.
That's
what I don't
a
like.
Cool one. 7 inches from the midday sun.
What I don't. I'm trying to find the mic.
It's right there.
Jesus Christ, Rachel.
I don't think I'll ever let you sit on the couch again.
Why? I'm doing a great job.
You are actually.
Put the headset really on your head.
No, it's too far away.
Thank you so much.
What I don't like about this segment is that it just completely ignores the storyline with Jeremiah.
With Katrina and Jeremiah?
Yeah, because she's just like, yeah, totally gung-ho. I love Mill. Totally.
Right.
Love him 100%.
Right.
What if that's so all just a ruse?
It might be a ruse.
For the gods, and then she gets to live her life with Jeremiah Crane.
She lives her best life with her old Ouija buddy.
Her BL.
Right?
She's living her best life with her old Ouija bud. Her old
Ouija.
No Ouijing the juice.
No Ouijing the juice. Fruit group.
Mint group. Oh, man. I need to watch that again. I think you're right. I think there's more to that story.
Yeah.
Because the kiss, the kiss between Jeremiah and Katrina after that match.
So hot.
And the smile on Jeremiah's face. Like, that story wasn't over. Yeah.
I want that to be a thing so badly.
Absolutely.
I want to see it every week.
Right. How different do you think she would be if she was with Jeremiah instead of Mill?
I think she'd be happy.
Like, but like appearance wise, like presentation wise, what kind, what version of Katrina do you think that would be?
Sophomore college Katrina. Like, I think that she'd be all tussled.
Like, maybe like Nancy from The Craft.
No.
Which one was she?
No.
She's Fariza Balk.
She's no, because that's too vicious.
Do you think?
Was she the leader?
Like,
yes.
Okay. I think that if she's with Jeremiah, she's gonna go crazy, but in a like a really like Nancy from The Craft.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think
she's gonna
she's gonna be happy for the first time.
Absolutely.
In a long time. And then she's gonna, I'm just speaking as a woman. I can't speak as an undead half realm death person.
Or can you?
Well, I can. Not. I can't. I'm a human woman.
You're just a human.
What were we talking about?
It was just that.
Okay, cool. I think she's definitely going to let down her hair, literally.
Literally?
She might change her outfit because she's been that same outfit.
That's
all
kind
season.
Of more, I'm more talking about like superficially, like what would that version of Katrina look like if she were coming out with Jeremiah Crane week after week?
Hot topic. I think she'll look like a lot like Jeremiah Crane.
Okay, okay, okay. Lots of zippers, do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah? I can see it going two ways, like goth baby doll. You know that, like,
okay, sure.
collar dress yeah. situation, but not actually that, but something like that. Or, like, leather pants and
right.
a ripped shirt.
Okay.
And hair all tousled up.
There you go.
From
you
all
got
the
it.
Boning from her friend boy. I love it. I just want them to be happy together.
Her friend boy.
They clearly love each other.
They clearly do.
They weege together. Those who weege, beege. I'm so sorry.
I love it. Amazing.
Phenomenal. Well, guys, on that note, that's our episode.
So what do we have now? Because we still have the final of the Cueto Cup, right?
Well, that's in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, we've got the finals of the Cueto Cup. The semifinals right now are Mil Muertes versus Pentagon Dark and Prince Puma versus Phoenix.
Oh, shit.
So we've got two light and two dark, yeah.
Oh, wait. What's the first one?
Mil Muertes versus Pentagon. They both advanced tonight.
Who do you think is going to... I think it's going to be Mel.
That wins the whole tournament?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Pentagon.
You do?
I think Pentagon will beat Mel. I think Puma will beat Phoenix, and then Pentagon will beat Puma. Possibly with Vampiro's help.
Ooh.
Oh.
Right?
Interesante.
Almost ruides.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of corpse.
Good night, everybody.
What other match are we going to get? Because the Rabbit Tribe got three of the medallions.
They got three of the medallions, so we've got four left that are still floating around.
So you think we'll have like singles matches, or we'll have another
I think next week we'll have... I don't know. Next week we'll have Puma versus Phoenix. We might have a couple of more matches for those medallions. I'm not sure.
And then,
I think. Who knows?
So with the Gift of the Gods, so everyone who gets a medallion is all in one match, right?
All in
and
the seven-way
elimination,
match. Yes.
And then the winner wins the Gift of the Gods title?
Right.
So you think the Rabbit Tribe is going to help, I would say, Paul
sure.
win?
As much as I would like that to happen, I don't see him getting the Gift of the Gods. I don't
no?
know.
But I mean, like, odds-wise, so if, like... three people in one, it's like Royal Rumble
sure.
stuff.
Well,
like,
I think
we're all going to work together to get these people out.
Right. I think if anything will be their downfall, it's that maybe they won't be able to decide who they want to fight
for. They're fighting
for.
Over their lucky rabbit's foot the entire time.
Right.
I don't think that's true. I think that Paul is like very clearly the leader.
No, he is, but in a situation like this, they could be kind of driven mad by the opportunity.
Yeah.
Opportunities.
Not the opportunities.
Who do you think's gonna win if not Paul?
Unique opportunities. Who's gonna win the Gift of the Gods?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Killshot.
There's still four more medallions. Could very well be Killshot.
Killshot.
It's not gonna be
Killshot.
Killshot
or Dante Fox.
Killshot.
Right. Could be Marty. Could be Marty the Moth. Oh god. Mouth noises.
That'd be cool. I'd like that. I saw Marty the Moth putting shingles on a house today on Twitter. It was very interesting.
That's a very specific sentence.
It was funny. Huh? He wrote, he's like, this is why I wrestle in spandex. Like, he's just like, I've been working on this house all
day.
And
I hate it.
And I hate it. This is why I wrestle in spandex.
It was great.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, that's our episode. That's episode 31. That's Bloodlines. Tweet us. Find us on Instagram. Tell us what you think of the Order, of the Gods, of the Gauntlet, of Godfrey. Tell us your thoughts on Godfrey.
If
you used to watch Best Week Ever, tell us your thoughts on Prepaid Legal. Actually, I'll take a thought. Don't. But guys, for now, where can they find you? Rachel, on the couch. Where can they find you?
We are Farbers.
Dun, 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 dun. God damn it.
That's where you can find me, www.farbers.com. Farbersinsurance.com. You can find me at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vance, depends on how your brain works, or on youtube.com/snarled.
www.youtube.com/snarled.
I'm sorry, I forgot the www. Or www.youtube.com/slaytricksslaydaddyslay. I just won my first two matches in my 2K17 WWE.
There you
2K17.
Go. What's your wrestler's name again?
Dogmeat.
Dogmeat.
He's my baby.
Good lord.
He's my little
people
baby
can also
boy.
Check out Hissy Fit, can't they?
Oh, I'd love them to check out Hissy Fit. I'm so freaking selfish. I'm not on that channel, and I'm like, What's Hissy Fit?
Oh, whatever.
Hissy Fit's a style and beauty channel. I'm sure if you're watching the Lucha Underground After Show, you're really interested in style and beauty.
Why not?
They could be.
I mean, come on, it's a bunch of dudes. Dude. I know, like, I can name the three women who watch this show because I love
you're
them.
One of them.
You're one of
I'm
them.
One of them. And, like,
Taya and Holly Meow.
Yeah, I know. And I love all of them.
Jimbo Frank, it's where can cousin. They find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Check out X-Pac12360. This week we had guest Drew McIntyre in studio. It was an awesome interview.
So there you go.
Check that out.
There you go. Guys, you can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. Find me on Instagram. Find me on the PlayStation Network. Let's play some Overwatch. You can find me on the American Grit finale. The American Grit After Show finale, that is. It was a couple hours ago. Find that online. We had the winner of the whole show on. You can also find me on the American Ninja Warrior After Show next Wednesday. And check me on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Check your local listings, or if you're in Southern California, every second, fourth Sunday of the month. It's completely free, and it's on the beach. What more could you want? But guys, join us back here, same time, same channel, next week, talking episode 32, Lucha Underground. We're winding down. But until next week,
Viva
la Lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, Survivor.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.